Stories, The Necklace by Guy de Maupassant. The story takes place in France several hundred years ago. Mathilde Loisel lives in a flat with her husband, who works as a clerk. They are not poor, but their lives are not luxurious. But Mathilde longs to be rich and envies her friend, Jean Frostier, who has a large, luxurious house and lots of jewelry. One day, her husband brings an invitation to a party hosted by his boss, the Minister of Public Education, but Mathilde is upset. She worries that she doesn't have anything to wear. Her kind husband agrees to buy her a new party dress. But Mathilde seems anxious because she frets that she has no jewelry to wear with her party dress. Her husband suggests that perhaps she could borrow something from her friend Madame Frostier. Thus, Mathilde borrows a diamond necklace from her friend Madame Frostier. Mathilde and her husband attend the party and have a wonderful time. She thinks that she is the prettiest woman at the party. She dances until 4 in the morning. When they arrive home, Mathilde realizes that the diamond necklace is missing. Her husband desperately tries to search the streets. To stall for time, Mathilde writes a letter to her friend and tells that the clasp of the necklace is broken, and her husband is having it repaired. Meanwhile, they find another diamond necklace that matches the missing one, but of course it is extremely expensive. They spend their entire inheritance plus take out loans. Finally, they buy the new necklace, and Mathilde gives it to her friend Madame Frostier. The next years, their life changes dramatically. They move to a smaller apartment. Mathilde cooks, cleans, and also does work on the side while her husband works multiple jobs to pay off their debt. They become debt-free in 10 years, but Mathilde has aged a great deal. One day, Mathilde sees her friend on the street, but Madame Frostier does not even recognize her. Finally, Mathilde decides to tell her the truth about replacing the necklace. Shocked, Madame Frostier confesses that the necklace Mathilde borrowed was a fake.